أمين. اليوم السادس والعشرون من شهر آتور المبارك أحسن الله انقضاءه، وأعاد علينا وعليكم ونحن وأنتم مغفرون خطايا الزلات والآثام والسيئات من أقوم المراحم الرب أبي أخوتي أمين. On this day, Saint Valerian and Tiburtinus, his brother, who were natives of Rome, were martyred. They were the sons of pagan parents. Valerianus was betrothed to the daughter of one of the nobles of Rome. Her name was Cilicia. She was extremely beautiful and a Christian who worshipped Christ in secret. When he married her, she gradually started to tell him about Christ's life and how to believe in him, until he believed at her hands and was baptized. When Saint Valerian was filled with grace, he taught his brother, who also became a believer and was baptized. Because of his righteousness, Saint Valerian became worthy to talk to the angels, and they revealed to him future hidden things. When Diocletian reigned and persecuted the Christians, these two saints were around the city and carried the bodies of the martyrs, prepared them for burial, and buried them. Certain wicked men betrayed them to Tosius, the king's usher, who summoned them and asked them about their belief. They confessed that they were Christians. He offered them many things if they would deny Christ and offer sacrifices to idols. But they were not deceived by his promises. He threatened them with many kinds of torture, but they did not frighten him. When he saw their patience and endurance, he ordered their heads to be cut off. The usher saw angels carrying their souls up to heaven, and immediately he believed in the Lord Christ. Because of his conversion, he was cast into prison for 3 days, and on the fourth day he was taken out of prison, and his head was cut off along with the head of Cilicia, Valerian's wife. They all received the crown of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us. Amen. هذا اليوم أيضا تذكار نياحة القديس إغريغوريوس قفنيسوس. قد ولد في كابادوكيا سنة 330 ميلادية، وعين أسقفا من يد أخيه القديس باسيليوس سنة 372، ونفي في عهد الملك والوس. ثم عاد سنة 378 بأمر الملك ثيودوسيوس الكبير، قد وضع كتبا دينية كثيرة. تنيح بسلام سنة 396 ميلادية. صلاة تكون معنا، ولربنا المجد من أبديا. أمين.